AM 560, The Answer. Prepare to have your mind opened. The lies of the mainstream media are about to be exposed, and the hypocrisy of the left is about to be revealed. You've tuned into Black and Right. This is a revolution in how you think about politics, race, and culture. And leading that revolution are your hosts, Charles Love and John Anthony.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Black and Right. I am Charles Love. John is in the Witness Protection Program. Okay. Well, he's probably out enjoying the most wonderful time of the year. I'm excited about today's show. We are kind of getting back to the swing of things and back to what we normally do. It's been a while, the last couple of weeks, talking about breaking news and the biggest headlines. But I want to get back to just taking a theme and kind of picking it apart and spending some time discussing it. And that's what we're going to do today. And I think you'll find this today really interesting. We're going to talk about religion, but not necessarily in the sense that you would think, not religious course or scripture or things of that nature. Although everything is free game and will come in. But if you listen to the show regularly, you know, me specifically, I talk a lot about the culture. And I talk about how I think things are declining and we're moving away from traditional values and it is becoming more and more detrimental to the country. So, I mean, I write about that. I talk about that in a book and I want to talk about that today. And I look at it and say, well, if I am noticing a dramatic shift in how we live and how we think and where we go with things, what do religious leaders think? So that's what I want to find out from the horse's mouth, as they say. I want to interview some religious leaders and talk to them about what they think, if anything, is their duty to social and cultural issues, if they should speak out about it. And if so, how exactly do they do it? Now, I don't want this to be a political conversation, although it may come in based on the guest. If the guest opens the door, I'm fine with that. But I'm not talking about, I want to be clear, make sure you understand, I'm not talking about political parties or particular candidates. It's more about the issues. There are some overriding issues and cultural shifts that are happening in the country. And I want to get a take on those who preach the word, who study it on a regular day. I mean, we all should as Christians, but those who went to college and understand it and learn from the scholars and live in this area and breathe it every day, when they see that, how they react to it and how it affects what they do. So that's kind of how I want to approach that. And I got a lot of people coming on. We're fortunate enough to talk to a rabbi. We have a Muslim leader, a couple of Christian leaders with different views. So it's going to be hopefully educational and eye-opening, but you'll get to hear what varying groups think as, and, you know, both from the different religions, but also, you know, different sects within it. And, you know, find out how they approach this, you know, really heavy and weighty issue. So I want to get right to it. I want to start with my first guest. He is the pastor of the Addison Street Community Church. I have to make sure I focus on, emphasize on that church or I'll be laughed at. This is the church that my wife and I and son, this is where we attend. And he is just a phenomenal lead pastor. He definitely is guided by the word, and I think he can bring great insight to this conversation. So I want to welcome Will Pareja to the show. Will, welcome to Black and Right.
Thank you, Charles, and happy to be here.
I'm going to keep you over for the next segment so we don't have to just jump right to the end. So I guess I should start with the foundation of the whole topic of the show is, do religious leaders have a responsibility and a duty to talk about the cultural issues that we face?
Yes, we absolutely do have that responsibility. Obviously, religious leaders are going to approach it from their own traditions, mm-hmm. And not just traditions, but their texts that I assume will drive their traditions. So being that we are created beings that live in zip codes and among nations and borders and boundaries, we are cultured people, and therefore we are not immune or neutral to the stimuli around us, and therefore all of us have a responsibility to the societies that we live in, regardless of religion, actually. So, yes, religious leaders should speak into the cultural issues of the day and definitely should influence their parishioners, followers, whatever they are called, to influence the culture, for sure.
Okay. I'm going to ask you the next question, but just kind of check your phone. Your phone's kind of going in and out. It's like it's a clicking sound and it's going away. And I want it to be really clear. Just, we'll see how it sounds on the next question. But how do you do that? I mean, obviously, the assumption would be that it makes that a lot more difficult because we in society, everything is so polarized, at least today, and so politicized. So like I said on the onset, I'm not talking about this from a political standpoint, but obviously some of those things are woven together. So it's important to talk about those things, but how do you do that when everyone is coming from such a hostile place and they have they have their antenna up and they're already ready to pounce on anything that you say that may be, you know, that may go against their feelings or their beliefs?
Yeah, I think we get, and I can call in if this gets, I can call in from a landline if that's better.
Well, like I said, you're doing the next segment. We got 3 minutes here. You can call back after the break. Let's do that.
Sure, sure.
Well, we can. Yeah, he said it sounds pretty rough. We're going to go to break, and then you can call me back from the landline.
Sounds great.
All right, let's do that. We'll be right back on Black and Right on AM 560, The Answer.
This is Black and Right on AM 560 with John Anthony and Charles Love.
Welcome back to Black and Right. I'm Charles, and I'm back here with Will Pareja, the pastor of the Addison Street Community Church. And I think we have him on a landline, and he's nice and clear. Will, say something to me.
Yep, I am here. And ready to answer your question.
And the clicking is gone. Do I need to say it again, or do you remember? I think I was asking you, how do you, because, you know, somebody may have just joined us after the break. I was asking you how you get the message out with everything being so polarizing and people making things political when the issues are important, but that doesn't mean that it's political. So how do you do that?
Right. I would say, and I don't think any of our other guests are going to disagree, but I think we should remember that all the time, that it's people over positions, so or perspectives. Mm-hmm. So we have to remember that aside from our very important, closely held beliefs, that many of which we would die for, that at the fundamental base, we are all people. And as a Christian, you know, I say we're all created in the image of God, and so we bear the image of God, and we are like each other, no matter how polarizing our views may be. So I think sometimes we get into fights, political or social, we often check the core conviction that I'm talking to somebody else who's a human being, who needs to be treated like a human being, not treat people like they are the essence only of their belief system, but that they are much more than just somebody like a canister that can be labeled a belief.
Right.
You know, so I think we lose that even before we enter conversations because we just love our positions more than we love people.
Okay. What about the issues, though? You know, like, so, all right, let's get to, so a few months ago, I'm listening to your sermon, and I ended up reaching out to you about that. I took some notes, and you said that grace, not culture, is the foundation of all fellowship. And I'm, you know, obviously I'm saying, hey, I'm talking about the culture all the time. It's kind of like my wheelhouse. So I'm like, you know, are you saying I'm wrong? Or are you saying that there's a way to approach this that is that will reach people and get the point across, but still maintain your Christian integrity? So I say that because at some point you have to get to these, you know, the brass tacks. You have to get to actual issues. So you are preaching the word and you're going out into the community and you're doing your fellowship, you're doing your charity, you're doing all the things that you have to do. And these things come up. So how do you address, say, an illegal immigration issue? Or how do you address, you know, these issues when you don't want to, you want to be clear and stick to your convictions, but still find a way to communicate what those beliefs are?
Yeah. Well, I think a lot of people, regardless of positions, are driven by fear. And when we get fearful, and I just read this somewhere earlier today, when we get fearful, what we tend to do is we tend to get angry because we don't know what to do. So we imagine losing whatever it is that causes fear. And then one of the resulting emotions is anger. And so that's why anger is so just ridden in our conversations. But yeah, we get down to the brass tacks. I think we definitely should hold to our positions, but I think what often happens, I can speak really only as a Christian, is sometimes we expect, we're not secure in our positions from being based on the Word of God, on the Bible, so we need somebody else to come and explain them or champion the cause, and then the rest of us are like, yeah, what he said or what she said, they said it better, so we're going to rally around that person or personality. And what they, whatever they say about an issue, we're going to go with them because they most closely hold to what I believe. They articulate it better than I can, and so I'm going with him. And then we start, Christians especially are being, I guess, pigeonholed into certain ideologies or being labeled as one thing or another because I think there are many Christians who can't actually articulate what they believe and why they believe it. So I think it's a matter of the church teaching its people why they believe what they believe. And what's even more important is teaching the people in the pews how to respond when somebody disagrees or doesn't hold the same belief. So could I make a case for, you know, a certain flavor of immigration position? I suppose so, but unless the Bible, which is my book, unless the Bible goes there in any given Sunday, I don't go there.
Mm-hmm.
So I do not use the Bible, and I assume our other friends on guests on the show don't use their holy books as launching pads for their own opinions. I mean, if they do, that's, you know, that's up to them, and maybe we can debate that. But I don't. I try not to say more than what the Bible says or less than what the Bible says. I try to bring it to bear on the issues of the day. And so, like I think I've told you before, I'm not out to prove a political position on any given Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
But if it steps on a Republican toe, I'll go there. If it steps on a Democratic toe, I'll go there. If the moderate, you know, feels a little uncomfortable, okay, fine. I'm not trying to let you guess where I am politically. I'm not there to represent me and my political position. I'm trying to stand there and tell you, thus says the Lord. His opinion matters more than anything.
Oh, that's a perfect segue to my next question, though. And I think that's what needs to be done. But So obviously, we're not talking about the other guests on the show. We're just talking, you know, macro in general. So you talk about that. You know, you said, you shouldn't be able to get my political views from this. It's all about the word and what it says. And that's what I'm preaching. So what do we say about those religious leaders who, because you talked earlier about the image and how Christians are pigeonholed. A lot of it is because we're flawed and it's the way the Christians act. But a lot of it is those religious leaders. We have religious leaders who call themselves Christians and pastors. They operate and go out in the world with that title. But the way they act and what they say and what they do may be may not really truly reflect what Christianity is. Or for some, they may go as far as just the thing you're saying you try not to do. They either cherry pick things or they try to change what the word says. So what do we do? What is your message to those abstract, not specific, but what is your message to those religious leaders who are doing that? And how do Christians combat that? Because that is what and sometimes shifts and develops the image that people have, the non-Christians have of Christians.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It's a great question. And I guess my initial answer is that all perceived exaggerations, overemphases, even, can I say, abuses of Christian doctrine and teaching are going to come from an overrealized or underdeveloped teaching from Scripture. So, and everyone invokes Jesus as the model, and he is the model. And, you know, they'll say, you know, Jesus was a justice warrior, and you will see Jesus in the Gospels, the biographies of Jesus, championing the cause of the vulnerable, definitely. But then it all becomes about that. And then you'll have other people on the other perspective, you know, using Jesus as an example of another position. And they said they'll invoke Jesus as that. And here at the core is that there's a misunderstanding of the person and work of Jesus Christ, what he came to do and who he is. And in conjunction with that, I would be telling my fellow religious leaders, I would be challenging them, I guess I would put it, is, are you sure where do you get that from the Bible, and are you getting it from a deeper, broader understanding of the whole Bible? Because just like anything, we tend to, we just tend to exaggerate things that we may not understand as much. If I can give this illustration, 15 years ago, my younger brother was on a reality TV show on Fox. It was called The Next Great Champ is a boxing show, and my brother was a professional boxer. And he got this opportunity to be on the show, and they filmed it because of who he was and the way he was on the show. He wasn't an actor. He was a boxer. He was just totally throwing their scripts off. So they finished filming the show, and when they got to the end, my brother made it into the final rounds. They taped two endings, one with him losing and one with him winning. He had actually won, but in the end, when Fox ran it and their ratings weren't that good, it was during the World Series that year, they took it to cable, they showed the ending that showed him losing. Or we'd be watching, and he says, I didn't say that. Well, he actually did say that at some point. It's just that the producers took clips to make him say what they wanted him to say. And I share that story to say that, and shame on us, religious leaders, we often do the same thing with the Word of God, our holy book. And we get people who come to us every Sunday expecting to hear from us, which is to say from God, and then we give them our opinions. We give them our cherry pickings. Right. And so I would just be challenging my fellow religious leaders on how they use their holy books. And if they're using it consistently, you know, so none of us are going to be perfectly consistent. So we have to come to the table with a measure of humility, knowing that I could be wrong on some things, right, and open to changing. But I mean, I speak within my own tradition, and
Right.
There's a lot I don't know. Mm-hmm. There's a lot I'm really convinced of. Okay. And so.
Yeah, I mean, see, we're almost up here. I told you the time would go by fast. I guess the last question I just want to ask you is, do you think that there is a distinction, because we get this a lot in the country today, between people who, because, you know, they still say, even though I think the culture is shifting, that 70% of the people identify as religious or Christian. So how do we allow people an opportunity to understand the difference between people who identify as and people who live as?
Well, that's
in seconds.
Yeah. All right. Ask them, what's your authority?
Mm-hmm.
Who said? What's the bar to say that you're that? So if we're our own authorities, then we clearly can identify as anything. I can identify as a snail tomorrow based on my own authority.
Well, we reached the music already. Thank you very much. He is Pastor Will Perea from the Addison Street Community Church. Go and listen to him. He preaches the word. He does a great job. It's like praise, worship, and Bible study all at once. You're listening to Black and Right on AM 560, The Answer.
And now,